0800 977 623508. Woodlands University College. Diligence, integrity, innovation. For Business is here for your crowd, here for your vibe, and here to make your business the place to be. From hotels and restaurants to bars and office spaces, we bring you the best entertainment to power up your business.
Yay, yay!
We're here for your competitive edge, customer satisfaction, and to match your business needs, big or small.
Woo-hoo!
Choose from the play, stay, or work packages. DSTV for Business, here for you, here for your business.
Host unforgettable events at Jacanical Cinemas. Your event deserves the big screen treatment. From private screenings to corporate presentations, to birthdays and premieres, our cinemas are the perfect venue. Enjoy state-of-the-art audio visuals, comfortable seating, and customizable packages. Book your next event with us and make it a blockbuster. Contact us today to reserve your space. Jacanical, great moments at their greatest.
Events as and when they happen. The main news on Uza Radio.
Welcome to Unza Radio main news broadcast at 17:45 hours. The headlines. In local news, Godaza applauds President Hichilema for advancing Zambia's economic recovery. Minister Kapala directs CDF use for livestock deep tanks in Isoka. In international news, Afghan Taliban says Pakistan troops killed in military terror border attacks. In sports news, Mr. Chongwe Brody building contest set to empower youth through sports. With the news in detail, my name is Betham Pandu. In local news, Governance and Development Advocate Zambia, Godaza, has commended President Hakainde Hichilema for the strides made in steering Zambia's economic recovery. Godaza Executive Director Elias Moringa highlighted the recent decline in commodity prices as evidence of the President's effective policies aimed at easing the economic burden on citizens. He noted that the drop in prices of essential goods signaled positive economic growth and recovery. In a statement, Moringa praised President Hichilema for settling the debt owed to Mamba Energy Company and for actualizing the local content bill, which empowers local suppliers and promotes domestic economic participation. Moringa added that Godaza remains optimistic about the President's commitment to fostering a conducive business environment, investing in infrastructure, and enhancing agricultural productivity. He urged stakeholders across sectors to support the President's initiative and work collectively towards building a stronger, more resilient economy that benefits all Zambians. Livingstone residents were today treated to a vibrant and colorful carnival marking the official opening of the Southern Province Investment and Trade Exposition. The library parade wound through the city's central business district, culminating in a cultural showcase at the Livingstone Golf Club, the official venue for the expo. Spectators enjoyed a variety of traditional dances and performances that celebrated the province's rich cultural diversity. Speaking at the event, Southern Province Minister Credo Nanjua says the carnival symbolizes the spirit of unity, diversity and innovation, key drivers of development in the province. Nanjua noted that the expo provides a platform for meaningful engagement, the exchange of ideas and investment opportunities. He emphasized that shared cultures, ideas and resources form a strong foundation for building partnerships and fostering sustainable development. The week-long expo is expected to attract both local and international investors, with a focus on showcasing Southern Province's potential in sectors such as agriculture, tourism, energy and infrastructure. Mines and Minerals Development Minister Paul Kabuswe has emphasized that no one should be allowed to divide the country or promote tribalism for political gain. Speaking during this year's Nsakwa Yaba Kaunde traditional ceremony in Kasemba, Kabuswe reaffirms that Zambians have long stood united under the national motto, One Zambia, One Nation. Area Labour Minister Brenda Tamba Tamba, who also serves as Kasempa Member of Parliament, called on citizens to be ambassadors of development through inclusive partnerships, regardless of their background. This year's Nsakwa Yaba Kaunde was celebrated under the theme, Celebrating Our Heritage, Uniting in Development, Not Just in Word, But in Action. Still in local news, Sinda District Commissioner Dr. David Tembo says the increase in the Constituency Development Fund, CDF, to 40 million kwacha will significantly boost development efforts in the district. Dr. Tembo commended the people of Sinda for remaining resolute and actively holding leaders accountable to ensure government policies translate into tangible action. He made the remarks during a visit to Kapika Primary School, which has recorded 94 new enrollments shortly after its commissioning. The school was constructed at a cost of 1.3 million kwacha from the CDF. Chitawa Ward Councillor William Sakala expressed gratitude to the government for driving developmental projects in the area. Meanwhile, Sinda District UPND Chairperson Innocent Ngoma reaffirmed the party's commitment to promoting peace, love and unity among the people. Mongo District Commissioner Morgan Akaweswa has urged public service workers in his district to uphold the principles of Christianity in the execution of duty. Kaweswa explained that Christian values must reflect in how workers relate with their colleagues. He added that government wants to lead the nation along the principles of Christianity while using the Bible as the nation's bedrock. The district commissioner said this in his welcoming remarks during the Mongo District Bible Festival Marathon. And finally, in local news, Minister of Fisheries and Livestock, Peter Kapala, has directed the Isoka Town Council to utilize Constituency Development Funds, CDF, for the construction and rehabilitation of livestock deep tanks in the district. Kapala stated that the directive aims to enhance the control of tick-borne diseases and improve livestock productivity in the area. He reaffirmed his ministry's commitment to supporting farmers and ensuring that the livestock industry grows and contributes meaningfully to the national economy. The minister made these remarks during a courtesy call on Isoka District Commissioner Jailo Sindeya at his office. Meanwhile, Isoka Town Council Director of Human Resources and Administration, Meshek Ngambi, says the council will engage stakeholders and relevant authorities to determine the best course of action and implementing the directive. We now take a short break. Still to come is international and sports news. Don't go away.
An all-you-can-eat buffet of entertainment for less than a night out. Get unlimited access to binge-worthy series, movies, kids shows, and every Premier League match. Stream or download on your phone or laptop. Binge anytime, anywhere. And with packages starting from just 70 kwacha, entertainment has never been this affordable. Sign up now at showmax.com. Stream everything you love and stay ahead of the game. T's and C's apply.